Dialogue 3. The Magistral Movie.
Of all my films, it is true to say that Nosferatu was, controversial one.
Define controversial.
I mean everything in the movie. And on top of that, the demand.
Demand?
In truth, I never wanted to make it a cult film. I never wanted to take free will away from those who watched it. It is just that...
What?
I got carried away by the passion I felt for the novel by the great Bram Stoker.
Which novel do you mean?
Why, Dracula, of course. What else?
That was not the only one he wrote, as I understand.
But none like Dracula. Each page gives off such magic that it was only right that it was immortalized on the big screen.
But the author did not give his permission.
Of course not. How would he give it if he was dead? Really?
But someone must be executor of his literary legacy, I presume.
His widow, no less.
Well, then she deserves something.
Deserves something? That old witch? All she wants is money. Her insistence on collecting for those rights is going to ruin the production company, Prana Films. The amount the judge has requested is astronomical, an outrage, an absurdity.
She was the wife of Bram Stoker.
But not the author.
She was the inspiration for the book. I'm sure that Mina Murray's beauty comes from her. Count Dracula's charm beats in her veins, and Dr. Van Helsing's genius springs from her intellect.
Do you know her?
No.
I imagine her to be a bitter, old, ugly, ruined woman, consumed by alcohol, dying of envy in her damp house in Ireland, and plotting perverse plans to not simply die in misery. That is the real Florence Balcom.
I think you are being very discourteous.
And not only is she unsatisfied with an economic amount, she also asks for the destruction of my masterpiece. She is determined to have all copies of my film annihilated, each and every one of them. Can you believe that?
The original, too.
Ha! That is safe. Even if they manage to destroy every one of the copies, the original is well protected.
Where?
There is no better kept secret than that.
Why?
Because in that movie I left part of my soul. And they will talk about me when I am gone as the author of Nosferatu, Einar Symphonia, the Grauens. I myself implemented the propaganda. I was the one who invented the rumours about it. And they have already made it a legend.
What kind of rumours?
Oh, just that the main actor was a real vampire who demanded the actress's body as payment for his services to the film. That it could only be shot at night. That part of the team died under very strange circumstances during the shoot. Oh, endless stories to make people believe that vampirism is real.
It's not.
Do you think there are beings that feed on human blood, that can only walk freely at night, that acquire forms that allow them to vanish like smoke, sleep all day, and not be reflected in mirrors?
Don't tempt fate. You should not take it for granted that you know everything about those beings.
That would be as absurd as you and I saying we were vampires.